Hey, a great day to be out here today. Great weather. Good day to come out here and compete. You guys done a good job here through the midway point of mandatory mini camp, and hopefully we can get better tomorrow and continue on as we keep progressing. Questions?
Coach, with someone like Eric Kendricks, how do you see him continue to develop from year to year, and kind of what do you see from him right now?
I think right now he's very comfortable with the calls and communications and everything that we've asked him, you know, to learn over the course of it, and I think he's had really good recall. And I think it's cutting down on his reaction time and, you know, not having to think as much and get lined up and really go out and execute.
What are you seeing from Danielle Hunter kind of this offseason, and where does he need to go next?
I think the one thing Danielle has done, his work ethic is undeniably one of the best we've been around. I think he's added some more tools to his toolbox as far as his rush, as far as, I mean, he's out here going against, you know, Raleigh every day, and that's tough enough. And I'll tell you what, he's really done a good job of working different techniques, different fundamentals, and really working on his pass rush craft. And we just look for him to keep transferring that over as we keep going through the offseason.
I know Coach Zimmer talks a lot about, like, sack numbers not being indicative of how you're playing in the defense. And how did you feel like his pass rush was?
Yeah, I mean, good pass rush and good coverage go hand in hand. And if our guys can get the quarterback off the spot or make him feel uncomfortable, have to step up, where his footwork's not as good as he goes to release the ball, that's a plus for us, and we look at it that way. But, the thing you see with the now, he is affecting the passer. And the big thing is making him having to move, feel him coming off the edge, not being selfish and running pass, and all those kind of things. He's exhibited those things throughout the preseason.
What's it been like to see Terrence Newman at 40 throw on somebody else's jersey and head out and play some safety?
Yeah, we played him a little safety here the last couple of days. So he did his rendition of Sendejo today. And, you know, they swapped jerseys. But, no, Terrence has done a good job. His versatility in the secondary has been, I mean, everybody knows about it throughout. I mean, he's had to start games for us off of, like, 2 days of preparation to do it. So that's not something, that's a hat that he can wear, and we're glad we got it.
As far as, you know, he's played safety before, but as far as just even in the meeting room, is that something where he just knows all the positions so well that he can have input there?
Yeah, I mean, it's a credit to him systematically. He's been in the system for quite a while, but, you know, we've asked him to always be paying attention to everything. That way, you know, you got to have that versatility in that room that if somebody gets injured or something like that, the next guy's got to be up. And he's very indicative of that example, especially for our young guys, that, hey, the more that you can do, you know, the longer you're going to stick around and be able to help us win football games.
You guys have a lot of depth at safety, but just in the general course of looking at available free agents, have you guys ever considered Eric Reed?
Well, again, I can't answer those questions. Rick and his squad handles that. But, you know, for us, our biggest thing is who's ever here, we're going to try to coach the heck out of them and get them ready to go. Is that it? All right, thanks. Appreciate it.